Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like your time, energy, and even emotions are on loan to everyone else. You know that feeling when you say yes one too many times and suddenly realize you're drowning in commitments? That's what we're tackling today. Building healthy boundaries. Now, I get it, the word boundaries can sound kinda stiff and formal. Like something from a self-help book you'd find at the back of your grandma's closet. But trust me, it's way more chill than that. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your personal lifeguard, keeping you safe in the ocean of demands and expectations swirling around us. They're not about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about honoring yourself, your values, and your well-being. So, how do we build these bad boys? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know your values. What matters most to you? What makes your soul sing? Think about those things that fuel your fire, bring you joy, and make life worth living. Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative passions, or simply having quiet moments of reflection. Identifying your core values is the foundation for setting boundaries because it gives you a compass to guide your decisions. 2. Recognize your limits. We're not superhuman, folks. We have finite energy, time, and emotional bandwidth. It's okay to acknowledge that there are things we simply can't do or take on. Maybe you're amazing at helping others, but constantly feel drained by people-pleasing. Or perhaps you're an absolute rock star at work, but need to set boundaries around checking emails after hours. Recognizing your limits is crucial for preventing burnout and maintaining balance in your life. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're used to saying yes to everything. But remember, a well-placed no can be more powerful than 1,000 yeses. It protects your time, energy, and sanity. You don't need elaborate excuses. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now is often enough. 4. Communicate clearly. When setting boundaries, it's important to be clear, direct, and respectful. Don't beat around the bush or leave room for misinterpretation. Let people know what you need and what you're willing to do. For example, instead of saying I might be busy that day, say I'm unavailable on Tuesdays after 6 p.m. 5. Be consistent. This is key. Boundaries are like fences. They only work if they're consistently maintained. Don't let people cross your lines just because it's easier in the moment. If someone pushes back or tries to guilt-trip you, stand firm and reiterate your boundaries. Remember that building healthy boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. It takes time, self-awareness, and courage to set those limits, but trust me, it's worth it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Your emotional and mental well-being deserves the same level of respect. So let's say you're always bombarded with requests from colleagues to take on extra work. You feel obligated to say yes even though it eats into your personal time and drains your energy. That's a classic boundary buster. Here's where you step in and become the CEO of your own life. You politely decline additional tasks, explaining that you're already committed to your current workload and want to ensure quality work on existing projects. You might even suggest delegating tasks or setting priorities with your team. Then, boundary established, sanity preserved. Don't forget, building healthy boundaries isn't about pushing people away, it's about creating space for authentic connections and allowing yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs and values while still being a supportive and compassionate friend, colleague, or family member. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Know your values, recognize your limits, practice saying no, communicate clearly, and be consistent. By taking these steps, you can create a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and ultimately, more you. Now, go out there and build those boundaries like the rock star you are. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use some boundary-building inspiration. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.